Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we normally have him on once a month. He's very gracious to do that. And he writes for Creator Syndicate. And you can read his great articles sometimes daily, but multiple times weekly all over the Internet. We post them and link to them up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He was one of the main editors over at the Wall Street Journal back in its great days. He, of course, was the father of Reaganomics and the head of policy at the Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan. And he's been spot on with his analysis about the economy, the war, the rest of it. And he joins us today for the next 30 minutes. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex.
A lot's happened in the last 2 weeks since we had you on with the economy and with the war drums and them trying to grab Iranians and stir up fights and fund insurgency into Iran. And Iran's trying to go along with the UN right now, but the media is really trying to hype an escalation. You want to cover the economy or Iran first?
I would suit yourself, Alex.
Let's just, well, they're intertwined. You got the floor. Give us your take on both of them.
All right, Alex. It's quite clear that Bush has well-advanced war plans to attack Iran. All the forces are in position. The rhetoric is now escalating. And it's sort of like no one sees the war criminal in the living room. Where is the Congress? Where is the media? There's no real discussion of the fact that we're bogged down in two wars already and are about to initiate a third. And it's clear from everything Bush has done and said that he does not think he needs Congress's approval to attack Iran. And by the quietude and absence of Congress, the Congress doesn't seem to think he needs their approval either. So here we are about to commit a third act of unprovoked naked aggression. Definitely war crime under the Nuremberg standard. And there's no official notice of this. The Congress is not saying, hey, what is this? The media is not. And the public seems to be more interested in whether or not Senator Larry Craig is a homosexual or why the South Carolina beauty queen can't identify the U.S. on a map or something like that. So that's a very amazing development that we're about to enter into another war despite all the opposition to the current one.
Which even Bush administration officials say could lead to World War III.
I think that's what they want. They're insane. And this war has been very costly. It's already cost, according to Nobel laureates in economics, according to the Congressional Budget Office,
over $1 trillion.
$1 trillion in already out-of-pocket and already incurred future cost. And the longer it continues, the more. So $1 trillion, and notice a very strange thing. Here we are in a war economy, $1 trillion already, and the family income is declining. What is going on here? Who is this war benefiting? How can we be spending all this money and all this going on, and there's no sign. The latest report is that combined price-adjusted disposable incomes of all households in the second quarter of this year declined on a per capita basis.
Stay there, sir. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. We'll be right back on the other side to get into the financial details and where he thinks things are going. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. We're talking about the economy, how it ties into the war. It is surreal. It is bizarre, the society we're facing. We're going to get back into the economy here in just a moment with him. I wanted to bring this up, though. We have the Democrats, including Chuckie Schumer, who voted for the illegal spying retroactively to say it was legal, then criticizing Gonzalez and saying he did everything, but then they're for what he did. And then, don't get me wrong, I can't stand Gonzalez, who wrote memos saying Bush was the law and torturing children was good, and his underlings wrote memos saying they could do it sexually with pliers. I mean, you can't make stuff up like this. Who would even think that? Only these people, to show you just how truly dark they are. But to then have the Congress acting like they're reversing course now when they're actually hurtling headlong, and many Democrats like Hillary and others are talking about nuking Iran now. That's ABC News. Can you talk to what, you opened the interview, Dr. Roberts, bringing up the point I wanted to get into, that it's not a big issue. It's not really being discussed. It's almost like, okay, we're going to go ahead and attack Iran. Sarkozy says it needs to happen. Both parties, why do you think this psychosis has taken such hold?
No. I suppose everybody's falling all over themselves to do Israel's bidding. Other than that, I haven't a clue, but I think what we should note is it looks like this will be the first time we go to war without even some sort of a resolution from Congress approving it. I mean, we quit declaring war, but we still had these sort of requirements that Congress had to give some sort of resolution that would enable the president to begin hostilities. But in this case here with Iran, it doesn't look like that's even going to happen. It looks like the president's just going to decide when he wants to hit them and hit them.
Well, what we have here is Bush saying, well, if we designate the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, 150,000 troops, as terrorists, that under the 2002 resolution for Iraq and fighting terror, that somehow goes into Iran.
Well, they may be saying that, but for Congress to accept that, which is a totally spurious argument, because the Revolutionary Guard is the largest part of the Iranian armed forces, and they're going to be attacked inside a sovereign country. They're not going to be attacked while they're on some terrorist mission somewhere in the desert. So the attack is an all-out attack on Iranian infrastructure, and there will be massive civilian casualties. So it is an act of aggression, unprovoked aggression, under the Nuremberg standard. It is definitely a war crime.
And this is not like the 81 attack on a reactor that was bad enough inside Iraq. They're talking about 10,000 targets in the first days, a two-month bombing campaign. The New Yorker got the documents. It's now out in the British news. I mean, we're talking about blowing up anything that could be connected to war fighting, their power plants, their water plants.
And back to the Stone Age. Back to the Stone Age, as the neocons like to say. But and so for Congress to not be involved in this decision shows an amazing further development in the emergence of an American Caesar and the diminution of Congress to an institution in which Cheney and Bush will soon be appointing their horses. So it's an enormous change for the president simply to be able to initiate an act of aggression without any public debate, any approval of Congress.
Now, you just made mention of Caligula, who he married his horse and made it regent of the Senate. For those that haven't read Gibbon, why don't you tell them that story?
We don't have time for that. But it was the Roman emperor showing his total disdain for the Roman Senate, which once had been the most powerful force and had been reduced to a pure formality, and it wasn't even a caricature of itself. And that's what the Congress is allowing, what the American Congress is allowing to happen to itself. It's allowing Bush and Cheney and the neoconservatives to reduce it to a state of where it's nothing. It has no...
But the Senate really is a bunch of guys that like to go do dirty things in men's bathrooms. So it just shows we really are Rome. It's just, I mean, are they going to reopen vomitariums?
I don't know. It is an amazing thing to watch the United States behave like Nazi Germany, initiating wars on the basis of lies and aggression and deception, and hiding the real agenda in propagandistic statements. You know, just remember how Hitler started World War II when he attacked Poland. He said, in retaliation for Polish troops crossing the German frontier and attacking Germany. Well, anybody with any sense knew that Poland had no capability of attacking Germany. And anybody with any sense today should know that Iran and Iraq and the Taliban have no capability whatsoever of attacking the United States, or for that matter, anybody else. And yet, we're having the same thing. Somehow, the mighty Third Reich was in mortal threat from Poland.
Who, by the way, still had their main cavalry on horseback.
I was about to say that, Alex. Yeah. And somehow the great American superpower is in mortal threat from countries that have no navies, no air forces, have no equipment that's not at least 30 years old, and that have no hegemonic or imperial ambitions. And yet the press is full of books from neocon think tanks and other people warning us that we're all going to be murdered in our bed by the Muslims who are going to be here any minute. I mean, how are they going to get here? No one's, I guess Scotty's going to beam them over here or something.
Well, Dr. Roberts, you're a real conservative. Your record stands. Dr. Paul's a real conservative. His record stands. You guys are on the same page on that. And then there's these weird neocon followers that used to be good conservatives. They don't care about Bush gun control. They're for that. They don't care about Bush amnesty. They now like it and say it's conservative. They don't care if Bush has got a bunch of ninnies and gay prostitutes in the White House at midnight. They don't care if Hillary's about to come into office and the Republicans could win if they ran a real candidate. I mean, what happened to these people?
Well, they're not conservatives. They never have been. The neoconservatives are French Jacobins, or they're the old Trotskyist communists.
Yes, sir, but I mean their followers. I mean the good old boys riding around in cowboy hats in Texas right now with George W. stickers on there. And they say they'll do whatever he says. They don't care.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, I call them brown shirts. They have the same mentality of the German brown shirts. They want a leader to worship and to parade around with and to do violence to somebody. And that's basically what they are. And that's what Bush supporters are. They're brown shirts. Or they're rapture evangelicals. No one else supports them.
And then I watch these rapture evangelists, and it's like, and I'm a Christian, you know, just as you are, and I watch it, and it's like something out of a science fiction movie. When Pastor Hagee literally says we must nuke everyone and that Israel is superior in God.
Yep, it's amazing, isn't it? It is amazing, and this is the United States, a light unto the world, the salt of the earth.
Where do you see this going? And I know you don't like to make predictions, but projecting forward with probabilities, what are two or three different scenarios you see unfolding, Doctor?
I can't see what's going to stop him from attacking Iran. I just can't see. And I think it'll have to be a massive surprise attack that takes out all of their response capability instantly. Otherwise, they could maybe destroy some of our aircraft carriers or shut down some of the oil sites in the Middle East. So I think that it'll be a massive attack. The infrastructure will be destroyed, like Israel destroyed Lebanon's last year, like we've destroyed Iraq's. We don't have any troops to send in.
And Serbia's.
Yeah. We don't have any troops to send in to get bogged down and blown up, but I just can't see what we gain by it. I think it'll further isolate us. It certainly is going to alarm the Russians and Chinese and most other people, and I don't know what the consequences will be. It may actually be that we will end up with some kind of major nuclear war, because when you have neocons like Billy Crystal running around saying what's the use of having nuclear weapons if you can't use them, then clearly they'll be pushing to use them. So I think it's part of their intimidation strategy. You know, we're supposed to prevail and be and exercise our hegemony by intimidating people.
But all the experts agree that if they attack Iran, it will fully tank our economy.
I don't know that it'll tank the economy.
Well, they're saying it'll cause oil prices to go completely insane and all sorts of problems guaranteed.
Well, that still may not tank it as long as the Fed keeps printing the money. I think what we face is at some point we become a pariah and the rest of the world doesn't finance our deficits and will not finance our wars. And
stay there. Final segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, syndicated columnist, former Wall Street Journal editor. On the other side, as we face the literal Fourth Reich of George W. Bush and his owners.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas, August 30th, 2007, gold, 665, 70-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $687.17, $339.05 for half, $169.53 for quarter. That's $687.17, $339.05, and $169.53.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
At least with European history, about twice
there's
a century,
on the road.
You get a Napoleon or you get a Hitler type individual. Few of them, though, as far as Hitler and Napoleon or Stalin. Now it's America's turn to have a bunch of power-mad people. In the end, the U.S. gets its name destroyed, its dollar destroyed, all the goodwill we had gone basically forever, probably, folks. The Germans still haven't lived, you know, down. The Russians still haven't lived down. The Chinese are as bad as ever. We're just going bad in a big way. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts with us this segment, a little bit into the next, to finish up on economic news. Sir, do you see any way out of this, or is it just basically we know the people don't want it, 70-plus percent. We know it's criminal, but they're announcing spy satellites to watch the American people, troops to be on the streets. And we've talked about that ad nauseum. I guess just we're going into this.
Well, Alex, I think, you probably made this point several years ago that when they got away with 9/11, they got away with everything else, and all of this comes from 9/11. Now, it doesn't take much awareness to come to the conclusion that somebody in the Bush administration was complicit in 9/11, either through incompetence or through actual participation. We don't know, but we do know that the 9/11 Commission report is not believable, and that no one was ever held accountable for the incompetence that resulted, if that's what it was. So,
in fact, Myers got made Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff, and they gave bonuses mm-hmm. to the FBI commanders that blocked the FBI that tried to do their job.
Well, whatever happened, that's everything else has come from that. The attack on Afghanistan, the attack on Iraq, planned attack on Iran, all the police state measures, the presidential directives, the executive orders, the spying, the claims that the President of the United States is not subject to statutory federal law or the Constitution, and all the rest. It's all come out of 9/11. So that, for some reason, is in the minds of many Americans an excuse. And we're being protected from terrorists. And so we have to lose all our rights in order to be protected. And we have to go to wars with countries in order to be protected. And people have fallen for this. That's a problem. So I don't know that anything can be done about it. And now, about the economy, the Bureau of Economic Affairs today issued its report on the second quarter. It would be April, May, and June of this year. And it turns out that Americans are saving only one half of 1% of their disposable incomes.
So, I mean,
that's nothing. So the deficit in the federal government's budget cannot be financed by Americans buying the bonds. They have to be sold to foreigners. And so, in that sense, all the foreigners are complicit in the evil that we do because they enable it by financing the government. If they didn't buy the government's bonds, they'd have to find some other way to finance its wars. And since the BEA today said that American incomes declined in the second quarter, and actually they're lower than they were 7 years ago. To finance the war by raising taxes on these people who have no savings would be costly to the tyrants, or to cut the spending that people have to rely on increasingly as the good jobs, you know, the public spending, all the support systems that are still in place, to cut those when all the good jobs have moved offshore and people are struggling, that would also impose hardships. Well, it looks to me like the whole world is complicit in this. And so what can be done about it? I assume it will end just like it did for Napoleon and Hitler. They'll overreach and produce a world disaster which will make us all suffer tremendously.
Stay there. Let's talk more about that on the other side in a final segment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom."
Target of lobbying special interests, political and economic espionage. Our secrets were sold out. Our Congress was bought off. Our state legislatures bought off. Our presidency seized, both parties, and become nothing but stabled workhorses for foreign interest. And as Dr. Roberts said it, the world's investing in us, kind of letting us be their evil bulldozer to run over the third world and steal resources. And we're in the crosshairs, these poor Americans that think they're going to be part of an empire and that they're going to be... I mean, I hear these good old boys on talk radio now, Dr. Roberts, admitting, okay, we're an empire, we're stealing oil, we're big and evil, and I feel good, let's just take over everybody, and I like money. These poor fools don't know that they're being left handing the bag. They pay for it all in taxes and in their future debts. And then meanwhile, an international elite uses the U.S. to do their dirty work. The problem is, as you said earlier, people just don't know history. They don't know any. I mean, I try to talk to people I know who are making $200,000 a year. They got degrees. They're IT specialists. They're lawyers. They're doctors. And they seem dumb as dirt now, Dr. Roberts. I remember my grandmothers. I remember my grandfathers. They knew all about history. We talk about it when we were visiting. And my family's not special. They're just middle class. Somewhat professionals, but you know, one of my grandfathers was a lease hound, the other was a rancher, but you know, my grandmother was a school teacher. I mean, I don't know how we got so dumb. I mean, when did this happen? How did this happen?
Well, I think it was the Great Depression and the New Deal that broke the connection of the American people with the founding fathers. You know, the founding fathers had always taught everyone that your own government is your own worst enemy. It's the only one that can have real power over you. Foreign invaders are not ever the threat of your own government. So that's why they tied the government down with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the separation of powers and checks and balances and all of that. And that was taught until the Great Depression, and then Roosevelt came along and said, oh, no, it's all backwards. The government is your protector. We're going to protect you. We're going to rescue you from the recession that the Federal Reserve, from the depression that the Federal Reserve caused. We're going to rescue you. And ever since then, the notion is that Americans have been taught to look to the government for protection, not to see it as a potential threat to their individual rights and liberties, but to look at it as a loving father who will, a big brother who will take care of them and protect them. And so that's the difference between the current generation and your grandparents, because they grew up and they had enough of that old stuff still in them. But the new generation, since the Roosevelt and the New Deal, their whole view is different. The government is not a threat, it's a protector. And so they believe it, and they trust it. And if the government tells them that Saddam Hussein has nuclear weapons and is going to blow up American cities, and they'll say, oh, yes, he must. The government wouldn't lie to us. Or if they say that Jose Patillo was going to set off a dirty bomb in American City, they say, oh, he must have. They would never have arrested him otherwise. So it's this kind of the savvy American people of old, and I remember some of them myself, have been replaced by a nation of naifs.
Yeah.
Naive naifs who have no prospect of holding on to their liberties or their rights. So that's why I think we have this war criminal in the living room, and nobody officially notices. He's about to start a war, and Congress is absent. They're off,
and that's another,
not even in session.
That's another issue. I've studied the Persians, 65 million of them, not 23 million. And I mean, they did human wave attacks when their military was one-tenth the strength it is in the mid-1980s. And these guys now are going to fight back. And the administration has said when they fight back, that's going to be called terrorism and illegal. How can a nation have tens of thousands of 1,000-pound bombs dropped on them and not fight back, Doctor?
Well, I never said they shouldn't.
No, I understand. I'm saying it, but that's what the media is saying.
I suspect that the Iranians are figuring it out, that if they do fight back, they'll be nuked, because the neocons are looking for an excuse to nuke Muslims to make them quit and give up and accept our hegemony. And that's what this is all about.
But that's not going to work. The Arabs may not know how to aim a gun right, but they never give up.
Well, you know, terrorism doesn't work against nuclear weapons. So it may not work, but the neocons are going to do it anyhow. If they can orchestrate, if they can get the right opportunity, and that's what they're working for. And so they learned that they can't subdue the Muslims with conventional force. That's what Iraq taught them. That's what Lebanon taught Israel. So, but they're determined to subdue these people. And so they've come to the conclusion they have to use nukes because the nukes will show the Arabs and the Muslims and the Persians they've got no recourse but to accept our will. And I think that's where it's headed. I don't know what's going to stop it, but if all this can be prepared without any approval of Congress, you know, they've got all the forces in position. They've refitted the B-2 stealth bombers to carry these monster bunker buster bombs. Everything's in place.
And now they're trying to have a provocation every day. You can see it on. It's
right. And they the Americans keep violating diplomatic immunity, arresting Iranians who are in Iraq on official business. Clearly, the intention is war. The American intention is war. And I don't see what's going to stop it. I mean, how could anybody not see this? Why isn't Congress back there putting the brakes on this?
Have you heard about this congressman, Republican, saying that if we don't stay in Iraq, gas will go to $9 a gallon, when all the major studies show that it being there is actually driving up the Porter is saying that right now in the Las Vegas Review Journal. But then if we do attack Iran, that's going to drive up the prices, and then what are they going to do?
They don't care. That's not their interest. The American economy is not here anymore for American citizens. You know, you've got about 10% of American households that are okay. The other 90% are heavily indebted. They've got unprecedented and unmanageable levels of debt that are now more difficult, more expensive. They've got all these mortgages, fraudulent mortgages that are rising in the carrying costs. Their credit cards are maxed out. The bankruptcy laws have been changed against them, so they can't even get free of it by going into bankruptcy. So they're all enslaved. 90% of the American population is already enslaved. And it's got no savings. It can't save. It can't really even meet its living standards without going deeper in debt, and it hasn't got any more equity to leverage. So it's a very serious situation for Americans. So maybe some of them just like to strike out at somebody. And if it's Iran, so be it. Somebody has to be responsible for this. They can't strike at their own government.
Well, I think that's really it. I know a liquor store owner, and he told me on the eve of the first Gulf War was his record sales bigger than the Super Bowl. He said on the start of this war, the Afghan war, that guys come in and buy big old bottles of whiskey, the pizza places, and they just go home and feel good. Yeah. They get drunk, and they eat food, and they just dance around, literally. But that's not them attacking somebody. It's so pathetic. Their name, America, dies when this evil is engaged in death by a thousand cuts. And this is what I see breaking down. This whole internationalist crowd. Let's the U.S. do this, go in, escalates it, we go into an even deeper recession, and they just say, okay, now you got to have a draft, you got to have national service, that's your new job, and that they're going to use the recession or depression to force everybody into this, stage some more terror attacks, escalate it into World War III, and just have barbed wire fences and FEMA camps, and I mean, that's it. They're just going to go all the way, it looks like. That's what Ron Paul's saying, that's what a lot of other people are saying. I mean, I cannot believe that these idiots yuppies out there are going to let the criminals running our government do this. I think if enough people speak out and enough people say no, that even if they try it, it's not going to work.
Well, I don't know. I think it's highly probable that type of scenario. They'll at least try it. It's highly probable because, see, fear comes in. But when you see the government doing things, behaving as a criminal, once the scales fall from the eyes, fear takes over, and you realize that they are powerful, merciless, unaccountable, and they can do whatever they want to you. And so that, the fear factor, see, when the Americans catch on that the Founding Fathers were right, by the time they catch on, it'll have the government will have so much power that it'll just be fear on the part of the people. You know, a lot of Germans knew things weren't right either, but there wasn't anything they could do about it because the Gestapo was there. And the same in the Soviet Union. Not even the highest members in the Communist Party were safe from Stalin. Not even the heroes of the Bolshevik Revolution. He exterminated them one by one, and some of them in mass purge trials.
Well, that's the thing. They are setting up... what's 2 times 13,000? 26,000 man clergy groups telling their people to turn their guns in. They're giving the speeches right now. That's mainline news. We broke it last year. Now it's mainline news. They've recruited over 10,000 FBI spies to, quote, fight crime and have secret logins to write dossiers on all their neighbors. I mean, it's going on right now, Doctor. I mean, I can't believe we've turned into this.
And there's nowhere to go. So... you know, still, hubris generally overreaches.
And yeah, yeah.
What you can say about this current government, it's got as much hubris as Hitler had, and it's just as likely to do something stupid like he did and march off into Russia, something comparable to that. And
or it could be the vice president caught in the bathroom, and something like that could bring him down.
Possibly.
No, I mean, you know, something like more and more corruption scandals could so discredit them that they might back off and then slow down. But I think it's a Ponzi scheme failing forward, so I don't think they can. That's the problem, is that they've done so many criminal things that they think they can only escalate past, and that they see it, they've gone past the point of no return.
Well, that's a strong argument. I agree. I don't know what's going to happen, Alex, but I agree with you that it's a very bad situation. I think people are not many people,
are
some of them are, of course,
mm-hmm.
but not many people are fully aware of it, and even the ones that are don't know what to do. So
I'm one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
what to do either.
My whole family's here. I love this place. I can't imagine leaving. And I don't want to abandon the ship. And there's, like you said, there's nowhere to run. I mean, if you could sit down with George Bush or sit down with the Israeli prime minister or sit down with the British elite and talk to them, and I know you've met a lot of people and know a lot of them from, you know, being in the Reagan administration. I mean, if you could talk to them each for 10 minutes, what would you say to them?
I don't know, Alex. I don't think they'd be interested in anything I had.
But, I mean, hypothetically, if you were trying to speak reason to them.
I don't think you can. You know, they think that... they can create reality, that the reality is for them to decide, and the rest of us just react. And so I don't think you can talk. I don't think you can talk to them. Look, the president's father can't talk to him. Neither can the president's father's lifetime advisors and high officials in his government. You know, the old George Bush tried to save his son from all this with that Baker Iraq Commission. You know, they tried to, you know, find a way out of this before it escalated into a more and more catastrophic situation. And they didn't have any luck. I mean, if the former president can't even talk to his son, and the wise old men of the Republican Party are cut out of the government, there's no point in me trying to talk to them. I don't think anybody can talk to them.
Do you think Israel's got photos of Bush snorting cocaine or something in Texas?
They don't need that at this point. I mean, I don't think it's just, this has gone far too far for blackmail. I mean, who would let somebody blackmail them into starting a nuclear war or into behaving as a war criminal? Or that's too big a problem.
I mean, we know the Israelis are smart, but I mean, are they that arrogant that they just think they can contain all this?
The Israelis have never relied on diplomacy in their dealings with Arabs. They rely on coercion, and as far as they can tell, coercion works for them. And if they can get us to join in the coercion and use our blood and our money, then that's it makes perfect sense.
In closing, sir, and we really appreciate your time. You're so gracious, and you're a great patriot, and I just love talking to you, doctor. In closing, Ron Paul thinks before Bush leaves office, guaranteed there's going to be an attack on Iran. He thinks that within the next few years we'll see the unraveling of the dollar. Do you concur with that?
Yes, I do. I concur.
Do you think they're scared of Ron Paul, or they'll just shut
us? No, they're not scared of him. He doesn't have any chance of getting the nomination, and if he got it, they would assassinate him. Somebody would assassinate him. They're not going to permit another. Reagan was the last outsider, and, of course, he got watered down because once he got in there, he had to have two-thirds of his government consist of the old Republican establishment. They're not going to permit any more outsiders, and certainly not one as outside as Ron Paul, so I don't think he has a chance, but I'm not saying people shouldn't vote for him, but if he looked like he was having a really good chance, I suspect he'd be assassinated.
Well, he said that too, but he's on the field, duty is his, consequence belongs to God, and he's injecting a lot of serious issues into the debate. Dr. Roberts, thank you for the time, sir.
Okay, Alex, so long.
God bless you. Final segment, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sorry, we're out of time to take any more calls. Call me back tomorrow, folks. Maybe I'll cancel guests tomorrow and we'll just take calls. These are the times that try men's souls. I'm telling all those good old boys out there listening, you better have a gut check right now. You better realize who you're working with. And all the liberals out there, Hillary Clinton is pure evil. And she's going to end up being the next president. We all need to pray for Ron Paul because he is on a good trajectory. And he said on air, he knows they'll probably come after him at the point that it looks like he may win, but he's doing the right thing. And just pray God give us a way out of this. But we are a pretty evil nation, 50 million abortions, and you can't put perfume on that abomination. It's just maybe we deserve it. Well, there's no maybe about it. I just know I love my family, and I don't appreciate what they're going to have to go through. And you heard Dr. Roberts. He's a smart guy, and all the smart guys are saying the same thing. You cannot articulate how dire it is, how on the razor's edge we are. Invite a friend or family member to the showings of Endgame next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar, 7 p.m. each evening. Then I'll be in New York the next week there so the murderers of 9/11 can't continue to expropriate the victims that they killed towards their New World Order agenda. We're going to be there taking their lives back and taking them back to their families, and we're going to be there with their families. And check out the whole agenda and the info on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or WeAreChange.org. But I want to see you next week at the Alamo Draft House. Bring somebody. Wake them up. Show them Endgame. And you can always get my books and videos and all the things we carry at Infowars.com, the bookstore, PrisonPlanet.tv. Go download the videos, the TV shows. Burn them to disk. Give them to people. Wake somebody up now. They're trying to have secret police and intimidation and letting you know they're spying on you so you get scared and go in your shell. You do that, they win. You got to go, hey, you want to fight? Come on, come on. Let's get it on right now. And you won't be scared as soon as you start getting in there in the info war. You just tell all this scum you're coming for them. Oh, you want to fight, huh, in the info war? You want to try to take us on? Let me tell you, there's hubris stops now. You understand that, folks? Take action. Hadn't plugged this sponsor today, and I want to tell you about them here at the very end. It's Interfood, folks, the best green food out there. And if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, it's around the right-hand side. It says Botanicals, Interfood, hyperlink. You get 10% off when you follow that link on the best green food out there. NutriCafe coffee, their coconut milk powder, incredible stuff. Balance energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, it's all true. Reduce food cravings, healthy, radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improves liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects. 1-866-762-9238, interfood.com, enerfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238. And it's all these sponsors that make the websites, the radio show, all of it possible. Despite it and cheap, we want to thank all of our sponsors and you, the listeners, that support them. I want to thank our new affiliate that covers North Austin Great, Waco, Killeen, you name it, 1330 a.m. College Station can now hear the show. 1330 a.m. weekdays, first 2 hours. Tell everybody about that. If you missed the first hour, it was a lot of important information. It's about to restart on the Internet. You can listen to the streams right there at Infowars.com. So if you're listening on the Genesis streams, you can go over to the Infowars.com streams and listen right there. And, of course, you can also get the free podcast. All right, spread the word. We got to fight the terrorists. They run in the government. God bless you all. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.